让我们一起祷告。
Father, open the mouth of your servant to proclaim your word in the power of the Spirit. May the seed of the gospel not fall on stony ground, but may it fall on receptive hearts and yield much fruit to your praise and honor. In Jesus' name, Amen.
父啊，求你开你仆人的口，靠着圣灵的能力，宣讲你的话语。愿福音的种子不是落在石头地上，而是落在接受的心田上，结出丰盛的果实。愿一切赞美和荣耀都归给你，奉耶稣的名， Amen.
Our scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 25. Hear now the word of God.
我们要请翻开我们圣经，翻开到马太福音第四章十二到二十五节。
Now when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light. And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. And so his fame spread throughout all Syria, And they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, those having seizures, and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. Thus far the reading of God's word.
我们一起来，我们今天读的经文是马太福音第四章第十二到二十五节。耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去，后又离开拿撒勒往加百农去，就住在那里。那地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上。这是要应验先知以赛亚的话，说西布伦地、拿弗他利地，就是沿海的路，约旦河外外邦人的加利利地。那坐在黑暗里的光的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们立刻就舍了网，跟从了他。从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网。耶稣就招呼他们，他们立刻舍了我船，别了父亲，跟从了耶稣。耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。他的名声就传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛的和被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的，都带了来。耶稣就治好了他们。当下有许多人从加利利、底加波利、耶路撒冷、犹太、约旦河外来跟着他。 这是我们今天的经文，请坐。
The focus of my message today is from Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, where it says, From that time Jesus began to preach, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我今天讲到经文主要的焦点要放在马太福音第四章第十七节，那里说耶稣基督传起道来，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
This is a key verse in the Gospel of Matthew because it is the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus.
这是马太福音一个重要经文，因为从这里开始，耶稣基督开始了他公开传道的事工。
The Gospel of Matthew has told us about the birth of Jesus.
马太福音告诉我们耶稣基督的诞生。
About how he was baptized by John the Baptist.
他如何受约翰施洗约翰的洗。
When he was baptized, the voice from heaven, the voice of God, the Father came and said, This is my beloved Son.
当他受洗的时候，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
Then the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
然后圣灵就带领耶稣基督来到旷野，来受撒旦的试探。
The devil tried to get Jesus to sin.
撒旦想要让耶稣基督犯罪。
But Jesus passed the test and conquered the devil.
但是耶稣通过了考验，战胜了魔鬼。
And now, having been baptized, having passed the test, Jesus proclaims, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
耶稣既然已经受了洗了，他也受了试探了。如今他就宣讲上帝的国度近了，你们要悔改。
Jesus has many things to teach and to say in the Gospels.
耶稣基督在福音书里面会有很多需要教导的。
But this one brief sentence summarizes everything. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
但是这句短短经文总结了他所教导的一切，就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
He will talk about turning the other cheek. He will talk about being someone who is obedient to the Lord and keeping the commandments of God.
他会说，你当人打你右脸的时候，你就左脸转过来给他。他也会说 ，What is the second part?
He will teach that we must keep the commandments of God.
他也教导我们要顺从上帝的诫命。
But all of this teaching of Jesus.Is secondary to the primary message, which is a call to repent because of the presence of the kingdom.
但是所有这些其他的信息，都是次于这个最主要信息，就是我们要悔改，在因为天国近了，我们要悔改。
So I have three points in the sermon today. First, the two parts of repentance. Second, the gospel basis of repentance. And three, the lifelong character of repentance.
所以我今天讲到的经文有三个主要的部分。第一部分会讲到悔改的两个部分。第二段会讲到悔改有哪些福音的基础。第三个部分会讲到这个悔改是持续终生的。
So first, the two parts of repentance.
所以我们先讲第一段，就第一个主题就是悔改是有两个部分的。
The two parts of repentance are conviction of sin and turning from sin.
悔改有两个最主要的成分。第一个部分是扎心知罪，就是要知道自己是有罪的。第二个部分是关于要既然知道罪了，就要转离这个罪恶，所以是悔改的两个主要的部分。
What does that mean, conviction of sin? Well, it means recognizing and admitting your sinfulness.
什么叫做悔改呢？什么叫做扎心之罪呢？就是要承认自己的罪，而且要悔改你自己的罪，承认跟悔改。
That is the most important part of what it means to be a Christian, is knowing that you are a sinner in the sight of a holy God.
那身为基督徒最重要的一个部分就是你要知道你在上帝面前是有罪的。
It is an essential part of saving faith.
那这也是得救的信心的最主要的一个部分。
Because what is saving faith but trusting in Christ for forgiveness?
那什么叫做得救信心呢？就是相信耶稣基督，做你的救主。
And if you're trusting in Christ for forgiveness, that means you know that you need forgiveness. You know that you are a sinner before the Lord.
那我们在求上帝赦我们罪的时候，就是在他赦免面前承认我们是罪人，是需要他赦免的。
It's interesting, in the parallel passage in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus combines repentance and faith together. He says in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, repent and believe in the gospel.
那这个悔改这个两部分，就是要悔改，要相信，要有信心。在我们的马可福音第一章第十五节里面，把这两部分做了一个很好的总结。在马可福音第一章第十五节的那里提到说，你们当悔改，信福音。
This fits also with our Heidelberg Catechism's definition of what faith is. Faith is a hearty trust that God has granted us forgiveness of sins.
那这个扎心知罪，就是要悔改要信心的这个定义，也跟我们的海德堡要理问答第二十一问是吻合的。那里说到，你们要忠心相信你们的罪得到赦免了，而且这个前提是要认识自己是有罪的，我们是罪人，是需要上帝赦免的，我们有而且我们是不配得上帝赦免的。
If we're trusting in God to give us forgiveness of sins, that presupposes that we have a sense of our sinfulness, of our need, and of our unworthiness.
如果我们知道我们自己需要得到神的赦免，那前提就是认识到我们自己真是有罪的罪人，是需要上帝赦免的，而且是我们是不配得上帝赦免的。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus also talks about faith, but he uses a different way of explaining it. He uses the metaphor of feeding and drinking upon him.
那在约翰福音第六章，耶稣基督也提到了悔改，不过他是用另外一种比喻来说明我们的需要悔改。他是用我们需要吃东西，我们需要喝水这个比喻来说明我们需要悔改。
For example, in John chapter 6 and verse 56, Jesus says, My flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. John 6, 55 and 56.
在约翰福音第六章56到57节，那里说，吃我肉、喝我血的人，常在我里面，我也常在他里面。永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着；照样吃我肉的人，也要因我活着。我就是从天上降下的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们祖宗吃过玛纳还是死了。
He's talking about faith. Faith is feeding upon him. Faith is drinking. To receive his life.
他谈到信心，信心就是要吃他的肉，要相信他，要能够吃，要从他那里得到赦罪。
But why would you feed unless you're hungry? Why would you drink unless you're thirsty?
那如果你不饿，你为什么需要吃东西呢？如果你不渴，你为什么需要喝水呢？
So feeding and drinking presupposes hunger and thirst, just as faith presupposes conviction of sin.
那就像我们需要吃东西是因为我们饿，那我们需要喝水是因为我们口渴，那所以我们为什么需要信心呢？是因为我们有罪，对，这是在约翰福音里面所讲到的，为什么需要喝水，为什么需要吃东西，就是也预设了我们是有罪的。
The Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 4 uses another analogy to explain faith in Christ when he talks about Abraham.
亚伯拉罕保罗在罗马书第四章他提到了亚伯拉罕，那里也提到了关于悔改和信心 的事情。
He said that Abraham received the promise of God that he would have a son, but he was in himself unable to produce that son. He had considered his own body to be as good as dead.
在罗马书第四章那里提到亚伯拉罕 他提到他需要一个儿子。 Which verse?
Romans 4, verse 19. He considered his body, which was as good as dead.
Yeah, 所以他那里预设了，他这里说他自己的，他是需要有一个后裔来承受这个上帝的应许，但是他那时候他的身体，他的那个年纪已经很大了。 所以他那个时候没有办法得到这个儿子，所以他就想到自己的身体，在罗马书第四章十九节提到，他自己想到自己的身体如同已死，所以那里就谈到他自己的他对这个后裔的一个需要。Even
though he couldn't do it, yet he trusted in God that God would keep his promise.
虽然他自己年纪大了，没办法生孩子，但是还是把信心放在神身上，上帝可以使他能够生出他的后裔，上帝所应许的后裔给他。In
other words, even though he knew that he himself was a sinner and ungodly, he trusted in God to justify him on the basis of the work of Christ.
所以他自己虽然是罪人，他是无法产生信心，可是他相信上帝能够给他一个信心，能够让他信心，能够产生，能够让他能够知罪，能够产生信心。
So the first part of repentance is conviction of sin, knowing that you're a sinner.
所以悔改的第一部分就是，你知道你自己是罪人，你是能够知道自己是罪人的，你是知罪的。
You can't separate that from faith because faith means trust, and trust means knowing that you need a savior.
你不能把悔改跟信心分开来的，因为信心代表了你是信靠上帝的。那你信靠上帝，就知道你必须信靠上帝，是因为你知道你自己是罪人。But
there's a second part of repentance, and that is turning from sin.
悔改还有第二个部分，就是转离罪恶。
In this sense, repentance is not part of faith, but rather the fruit of faith.
转离罪恶并不是信心的一部分，在一定的意义上，它不是信心的一部分，而是信心所结出的果子。
John the Baptist, for example, proclaimed in Matthew chapter 3, verse 8, bear fruit in keeping with repentance.
施洗约翰在马太福音第三章第八节那里面就提到了这个信心所结出的果子是悔改。那里施洗约翰说，你们要结出果子来，与悔改的心相称。He
is talking about that second aspect of repentance, which is turning from sin.
他在这里说到是悔改的第二部分，就是转离罪恶。We
are not forgiven because we turn from our sins, but rather we turn from our sins because we are forgiven.
我们不是因为我们悔改而得救的，而是因为我们得救，所以我们会悔改。As
the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians chapter 2, we aren't saved by good works, but rather we're saved unto good works.
就像保罗在以弗所书第二章那里提到的，我们不是因为我们的善行而得救的。 而是我以我们得救了，所以我们会产生善行。We
don't turn from our sins in order to receive the blessing of salvation. Rather, God blesses us with salvation, and as a result, we turn from our sins.
我们不是为了要得救来悔改来离弃自己的罪的，而是上帝拯救了我们，救赎了我们，把这个恩典赐给我们。 结果我们就可以转向上帝，回转归向上帝。So
those are the two parts of repentance: conviction of sin, knowing that you're a sinner, and then turning from sin and seeking to live a godly life.
所以这就是悔改的两个部分：第一部分就是使我们扎心知罪，第二部分是转离罪恶来过敬虔的生活。That's
what Jesus meant when he said, "Repent." For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这就是基督所说的，天国近了，你们刚悔改，最主要的含义。
But that brings us then to the second point, which is the gospel basis of repentance.
这就带我们来到这个我们讲到的第二部分，就是悔改有什么样子的福音基础呢？
What does Jesus mean when he says repent for? What's that word for mean? For the kingdom is at hand.
马来福音第四章是说到天国近了，你们应当悔改。前面中文漏了一个没有翻译一个字，就是因为你们因为天国近了，你们应当悔改。因为这个中文没有翻译出来，为什么会有因为这个字呢？
It may be a small word, but it's an important word because it provides the gospel basis of repentance.
那这个字虽然很少，没有翻译出来，可是这是很重要的一个字，因为这里说到了为什么我们需要悔改。
In essence, we could say Jesus is saying, "Repent because of the gospel."
它的本质我们可以说最重要的一个总结的话，可以说，你们应当悔改，为什么呢？因为福音的关系。
When Jesus says the kingdom is at hand, he means that the kingdom has arrived. It's here.
当耶稣基督说天国近了，他的意思是说天国已经来了。就在这里了。
Why is it here? Because Jesus is the bearer of the kingdom.
为什么呢？为什么天国近了，就是天国来了呢？就是因为耶稣基督就是承载那天国的，他已经来了，所以天国就已经来了。
He is the king of the kingdom of God.
他是上帝的国度的君王啊，他来了，那么自然的这个天国就来了。
It does not mean repent.Because the millennial kingdom is near, and if you Jews accept it, then it will come.
这个不是说他来了，这个千禧年国度就来了。如果犹太人接受的话，这个千禧年国度就已经来了，不是这个意思。
He's not talking about an earthly kingdom of the Jews on earth in the land of Israel.
因为他不是说的，以色列人所期待一个地上的千禧年国度。
He's talking about the kingdom of salvation, which is focused upon Jesus himself.
他说的是一个救恩的国度，因为这个救恩的国度的中心焦点是耶稣基督自己。
Jesus is the one who brings the kingdom because he brings grace, life, salvation, forgiveness, and hope.
基督就是耶稣基督的国度的中心，因为他带来了恩典，他带来了生命，他带来了救恩，他也带来了赦罪。
So we could say, we could paraphrase the teaching of Jesus here as this: acknowledge your sinfulness and your need, and receive Christ because salvation is here.
所以如果我们把这句话来做一个意义的话，就是简单翻译一下它的意思。它的基本的意思就是说，承认你们是罪人。也承认你们需要上帝的救赎，因此接待基督吧，因为救恩已经临到了，已经来到这里了。
The kingdom is focused upon Christ, and Christ is the bearer of salvation.
国度的焦点是耶稣基督，耶稣基督就是what's that part?
The kingdom is focused upon Christ.And Christ is the bearer of salvation.
基督天国的焦点是耶稣基督，因为耶稣基督就是来承载天国的。
We see this in our text in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every affliction among the people.
我们在约翰福音第四章一二三节。那里有提到这个焦点，在约翰福音马太福音第四章二三节，马太福音第四章二三节那里说到，耶稣基督走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。
Jesus uses this important phrase here.Proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom.
耶稣这里用了一个很重要的一个字，就是传天国的福音。
that is preaching the good news that Jesus Christ, the Savior, is here.
这里传天国福音意思就是说，耶稣基督，他是天国的焦点，他已经来了，所以就是福音已经到了。
So what Jesus is saying then is, we cannot repent apart from the gospel.
所以耶稣基督在这里说，如果我们离开了福音，我们就无法得到悔改，无法悔改。
Imagine, if you will, the idea that we were trying to repent apart from the gospel.
想象一下这个情景，就是你没有听到福音，可是你却想要悔改，会是怎么样一个情况？
Okay, we know nothing about Jesus. We're setting that aside for a minute, and we're just trying to repent toward God.
假设你对耶稣基督一无所知，你对耶稣基督到底是谁完全没有概念，可是你想一想，可是你却想要悔改，那你该怎么做呢？
That would mean that we are trying to get God to love us and to be favorable towards us by means of our good works, by means of our repentance.
如果你不认识耶稣基督却想悔改，那就无异于等于是说，我们要靠我们自己的行为来赚取上帝对我们的恩典。
That is not true gospel repentance. That is legal repentance.
这不是福音的悔改，而是律法的悔改。
That is repenting in order to get God to love you and to be favorable toward you.
意思就是说，你要靠着悔改来赚取上帝对你的这个恩待，用你的行为来赚取上帝的恩典。
Evangelical gospel repentance is repenting because of the gospel.Not apart from the gospel.
福音的悔改是因为福音而悔改，而不是为了福音，而不是靠着行为来赚得福音。
The Apostle Paul talks about this distinction between the two kinds of repentance in 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
保罗在哥伦多后书第七章谈到了这两种不同的悔改。
He says in verse 10 that godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death.
保罗在哥林多后书第七章第十节那里说到，有两种悔改，一种是依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有悔改的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
Godly grief is the same as gospel repentance.
福音的悔改就是一个属灵的悔改，就是福音的悔改。
It is a beautiful morning filled with love for Christ and joy in the Spirit.
这样的悔改是一种非常优美的悔改，充满了对基督的爱，也充满了圣灵的喜乐。
Whereas worldly grief is self-centered, full of self-pity, remorse, regret, and guilt, apart from the gospel.
而另外一种世俗的悔改呢，却是充满了自怜，是一种不是真正对福音的真正的信靠，而是对自己的一种自爱的表现。
You're sad just because you're in trouble and you're going to be punished.
你为什么会感到是因为你担心受惩罚，所以你是一种悔改，一种遗憾，充满了罪疚感的一种悔改。
But that is not the kind of repentance that Jesus is talking about.
那这就不是耶稣基督所说的那种悔改。
He's talking about gospel repentance. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand.
耶稣基督所说的福音的悔改是你们要悔改，因为因为天国已经近了。
Calvin describes the distinction between these two kinds of repentance this way. He says, a man cannot seriously engage in repentance unless he knows that he is of God. But no man is truly persuaded that he is of God until he has embraced his offered favor.
加文说到了这两种悔改的区别， 他这里他在基督教要义那里说到，除非人知道自己是属上帝的，除非你知道你自己是属上帝的，否则你就不能真心的悔改。但是在你要在你要接受上帝的所要赐给你的恩惠之前，你却无法真正的确信自己是属上帝的。
So we've seen the two parts of repentance, conviction of sin and turning from sin. We've seen the gospel basis of repentance. Now let us turn to the lifelong character of repentance.
啊，之前我们说过悔改的两个部分，一个是扎心知罪，另一个是转离罪恶。我们也说到了悔改的福音的基础。接下来我们要看悔改是如何是持续终生的。
In that same passage on repentance, Calvin says that some people, some teachers and preachers tell their listeners that they need to sit under the terror of the law and engage in so-called repentance for a period of time before they can be given the assurance of the gospel.
在同一段讲到加尔文讲到悔改的那段教导里面，他那里提到在当时教会里面有一些人，有些教师告诉他们的会众，告诉他们的听众说，你们必须在坐在律法的恐惧之下，也是要对律法有一种非常恐惧律法的一种心情，而且要经过一段的悔改期，要操练这种在让自己预备好来接受福音的一段悔改期，然后呢你就可以得到福音这个确据。
Calvin calls this an absurd procedure because repentance cannot be completed in a few short days.
那加文把这种需要一段悔改期的这种做法称为它是一种非常荒谬的做法，因为你不可能在短短几天之内就可以完成你的悔改。
Rather, Calvin says, in every Christian man, repentance lasts as long as life.
反过来，加尔文是这样说的。加尔文说，在每一个基督徒身上，你的悔改都是持续一生的，一生都需要在悔改的这个状态之下。
And we see that very idea in our text in Matthew chapter 4.Verses 18 to 21.
那我们在马太福音这段经文里面，第四章十八节，开始讲到了同样的概念。
While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me." And I will make you fishers of men. Immediately they left their nets and followed Jesus.
所以在这段经里面，我们也看到了这个同一个概念，就是悔改是持续终生的。这里说，耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是彼得和安德烈，他们在海里撒网，他们是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我。”我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样，他们立刻就舍了网跟从他。
The disciples repented. They made a decisive break with their old life, but they continued to follow Jesus.
所以这里的几个门徒，他们做了一个决定性的一个抉择，就是他们要与过去的生活彻底斩断，而且他们选择要继续跟从他。这里的文法告诉我们，这是一种不断持续不断的一种跟从。
Have you ever wondered how this happened when Jesus called them and they immediately left everything to follow him?
你是否曾经想过这事情怎么发生的呢？当耶稣基督呼召他们，他们立刻就舍了网，然后跟从了耶稣。
I think we have to assume that the disciples knew something about Jesus. They had heard Jesus preach.
所以我们在这里必须假设，他们不是第一次听到耶稣基督的， 他们应该听过耶稣基督的讲道，所以他们知道耶稣基督，所以他们当他们听到耶稣基督的呼召的时候，他们马上就舍了网跟从耶稣基督。
And so when Jesus called them and said, "Follow me," they knew something about him and were willing to follow him because they had heard his teaching.
所以当耶稣基督呼召他们的时候，他们已经对耶稣基督有一些基本的认识，所以当耶稣基督呼召他们，他们就舍了网跟从了耶稣。
They had heard him preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
因为他们听过耶稣基督讲道，就是你们要悔改啊，因为天国近了。
Yet their knowledge of Jesus was still very limited.
虽然如此啊，他们跟从耶稣，可是他们对耶稣基督认识仍然是非常粗浅、非常有限的。
And so that's why they became lifelong followers of Christ.
所以这就是他们需要一生跟从耶稣基督的原因。
That's what we are. We are also disciples and followers of Christ.
我们也一样，我们也是耶稣基督的门徒。是跟从耶稣基督的，所以我们一生也要持续的不断的跟从他。
Maybe you're just a little baby Christian and you don't know very much, but you're willing to learn.
也许我们都是像一个新生的基督徒，一个出生刚刚出生的婴孩，但是我们必须持续的不断成长，所以我们必须不断的跟从耶稣基督。
Just like the disciples, as we read in the rest of the story of the gospel, how they were confused. They didn't understand about how he needed to go to the cross.
就像福音书记载的门徒一样，他们一开始有很多的困惑，他们也有很多软弱的信心。可是他们不断的，在这条跟随耶稣路，走在这条不断跟从耶稣基督的路上，不断的成长。
They argued with each other over who is the greatest.
他们彼此争辩说，我要谁是比较大的，谁是伟大的。
And Jesus had to teach them and show them, no, this is the way of Christ. This is the way of the gospel, that you serve one another, that you not be proud, and that you love me and serve the Lord.
所以耶稣基督必须教导他们，你们中间不是在争论谁伟大，而是要学习怎么样去服侍，服侍彼此服侍，而且要不断的顺服耶稣基督，不断的在耶稣里面成长。
In fact, we see that idea right here in our text, because after they are following Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus sat down and he taught his disciples.
在这里我们也看到了，在马太福音第五章，这里谈到，耶稣基督教导他们门徒以后，他们坐下来教导他们门徒。
Matthew 5, 6, and 7 is the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus is teaching his disciples what it means to be a follower of him.
耶稣基督在登山宝训第五章登山宝训里面就教导他们门徒。到底跟从耶稣基督是什么意思？
All of the teaching and instruction that Jesus is going to give in the Sermon on the Mount is for disciples.
在第五章谈到的登山宝训，这里耶稣基督教导都是要给门徒的教导。
It is for those who have already come to Christ, acknowledging their sinfulness, trusting in Jesus to receive forgiveness, and then committing themselves to follow him.
这些都是已经知道自己有罪，知道自己需要耶稣基督赦罪，需要来到耶稣基督面前祈求他的赦免的人，这些门徒他们必须经过的一个成长的过程。
In other words, the lifelong character of repentance is being fleshed out in the Sermon on the Mount.
所以，在登山宝训里面给我们看到，就是门徒的一生是一个悔改的一生的悔改的过程。
Do you acknowledge your sinfulness and your need of a savior?
你承认你自己是罪人吗？你知道你自己是需要一个救主的了吗？
That's hard because we're proud by nature. It's hard for us to admit that we are sinners in the sight of God.
这是非常困难的，因为我们都是非常自大、非常骄傲的人。要我们承认自己是罪人，需要一个救主，其实是非常困难的。
But if you see your need, and if you come to Christ to receive salvation from Him, you can be assured that you are one of His.
但是如果你承认自己的罪，你知道你自己需要救主，而且你来就近耶稣基督，向他求告，那你就可以得到这个救恩。
You know that you have no other hope apart from Christ.
你知道，如果离开基督，你就完全没有盼望。
You know that apart from His death on the cross for you, that you deserve to go to hell for your sins.
那如果不是因为他为你死在十字架上，你自己就必须承受这些罪所带来的后果。
But you have heard the voice of Jesus calling you, just like He called the disciples, repent, come, follow me.
但是如今你已经听到耶稣基督的呼召，就是来跟从我，你悔改来跟从我。
And what do? You leave your nets, you leave your old way of life, and you say, Yes, Lord, I will follow you.
所以你该怎么做呢？你就像门徒那样子，舍弃你的网，就是就把你过去的生活跟你的过去的生活说再见，然后跟从耶稣基督。
I don't know very much. I'm still learning.
在他面前承认我们所知不多。
I know that I still struggle with various sins in my life.
我知道我还在跟各样的罪恶来继续挣扎。
But I'm so thankful for your salvation, for dying for my sins and giving me forgiveness, so that now I can devote my life to you, to follow you and to serve you.
但是我们还是跟耶稣基督，我们感谢耶稣基督，他已经让我们知道我们自己是罪人，我们需要他的救赎，所以我们就立志来跟从他，来过我们一生悔改的生活。
Amen. Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, how we thank you for Jesus Christ.The bearer of your kingdom of salvation. We have heard his call to us to repent and to follow him. Give us a sense of sin. Convict us with your word and lead us to repentance. Cause us to repent on the basis of the gospel, not to earn your favor, but as a response to your favor, so graciously shown to us in Christ. In his name, Amen.
父啊，我们为耶稣基督而感谢你。因为他是救赎国度的承载者，我们已经听见他对我们的呼召，他要我们悔改，他要我们跟从他。求你让我们真正的意识到我们自己是的罪恶，也求你用你的话语来斥责我们，引导我们悔改，使我们在福音的基础上面来悔改，而不是悔改来赚取你的恩惠，是为了回应你在基督里面如此厚待我们，赐给我们的各样的恩典。我们奉他的名祈求，阿门。
Let us now turn to number 291, Oh for a thousand tongues to sing.
让我们翻开我们手中诗歌本，翻到圣诗291首。翻到的话，我们起立，一起来诵唱这首诗歌，诗歌291首。
receive now the blessing of our God, and now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, both now and forevermore. Amen.
先让我们领受上帝对我们宣告的祝福。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动交通，常与你们众人同在。阿门。